Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Just having a discussion about a question that I posed this morning. This is the Common Sense Club. I'm your host, Leon Francis. 855-200-1776. Extension 2 gets you live on air into the conversation. Happy MLK Day. Anyway, the question I posed earlier and was just having a discussion about, and I'd love your input on this, is do you believe that race relations have gotten better or worse since MLK gave his I Have a Dream speech? You think it's trending the right way, or what's your take on race relations in America today? So 855-200-1776, and that's an open question. You can comment anytime on that. Another question that I have, and I really, really want you to think about this question. Tons of conversations have been had all over media, social media, and it seems to me that I'm in the minority thinking on this question. Now, remember, I'm posing two different questions. One, obviously, it's Martin Luther King's birthday today. So we have MLK Day. My first question that I want to pose is, are race relations better now? Have we realized the dream of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. now, as opposed to 50 years ago? That's my first question. My second question is, and this one has really been frying my noodle every time I hear about this next subject matter, I don't know, it kind of cheeses my grits, and a lot of conservatives and Democrats are both on the same side of this, but every time I hear this conversation, I'm kind of upset about it, and I want to know if I'm in the minority thinking about this. Is driving a right, or is it a government-granted privilege? That's my noodle cooker for this morning. I got to tell you, lots of folks that I really, really respect, and they are liberty-minded folks, so on the opposite side of this issue than I am. And I bring that up because recently, you know, we had the North Dakota Supreme Court uphold the fact that, you know, if you refuse a DUI, a breathalyzer or a sobriety test, then you are basically charged with a criminal offense. You're basically charged with a DUI if you just pretty much, you know, refuse it. No, I don't want to take it. That sort of thing. And the discussion that I've been hearing, always, people always start off with that. They always say, every discussion that I have been in or heard always starts with the premise that driving is a privilege. It is not a right. And that's from people I really, really respect. Conservatives, libertarians, Democrats, across the spectrum. The discussion, and I've gotten into many, many pretty heated discussions about this with people that I really respect. And that's the way the conversation always starts out. You know, driving is a privilege. It's not a right. And I want to know, how do you feel about that? Do you believe that driving is a privilege or a right? 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air into the conversation. Those are my two questions for this hour of the Common Sense Club. I'm looking for a little common sense. One, race relations in this country. Better, worse, Dr. King's dream, has it been realized? Or are we living in a nightmare? I wrote a blog post for Rob Port Say Anything blog last year on this day, as a matter of fact, January 20th, on this day. And I'll post that on my social media. About and the question was, are we living the dream, King's dream, or a nightmare? And I'll read some excerpts out of that later on in the show. But those are my two questions. One, has King's dream been realized? What do you tell your kids if you're an African American, or especially an African American conservative? But what do you tell your kids about Martin Luther King Jr., especially when we've been inundated with, in my humble opinion, the deterioration of race relations in this country today, especially this last year? I mean, my goodness, you got the whole Michael Brown, George Soros fed riots and things like that. You got Al Not So Sharpton, all wee-weed up about Selma, and Oprah Winfrey's kind of ticked off that, Selma didn't get the accolades that they believe that it should have, and that sort of thing. Where are we at with race relations in this country as respect to 50 years ago? Really want your opinion on that. I tell you, someone I really, really respect is Alveda King, on many, many different disciplines, many, many different topics. I really respect Alveda King, and I'm going to read some of her. She has a posting in the Daily Signal today, so we're going to touch on that later on today. And in the very next segment, we're going to have Blanquita Cullum, who it's my understanding that she actually started the first of MLK rally down there in Texas. I'm going to ask her about that. So the first half hour of the show, let's focus on Dr. King, his dream, the African-American community, where we're at. As it pertains to race relations in this country today, as opposed to, way back when. And in the latter half of the hour, we'll focus on the driving. Because that has been a noodle cooker. Every conversation I've had here lately starts out with that. Well, first off, we have to recognize that driving is a privilege. Not right. Blah, 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 and talkity-talkity. And I'm just like, what are you talking about? What are you saying? I don't know. We're going to talk. We're going to have a conversation. It's going to be good. And I want your opinion, so I'm going to sit on my hands, and I'm going to listen to your opinion. And I'll give my opinion later on, but I really, really want, I want to test your noodle. I want some common sense on it. So I'm reaching out to the Common Sense Club to help me understand. Help me understand this. Craig out in Fargo, what's on your mind this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning, Craig.
Well, when it comes to driving, I think it's a right on your own property. If you want to go on a publicly funded road, it becomes a privilege. And
okay.
Simple as that.
All right. The right to drive.
If you're going to have an expensive or a heavy automobile coming at me, I want to know that you had a lesson or two.
Well, and I think that that's two separate issues. I mean, obviously, you want people, I mean, to have a gun, you have a Second Amendment right to carry a firearm, but there are conditions. You know, and I'm with you. I believe that if you have no training with a firearm, you probably shouldn't have one. And so, you know, making sure that you are able to control a, you know, half ton or quarter ton vehicle coming down the road, I think is completely sane. But I don't think that that's I don't think that that's the question. Do you get Craig? Can you hang on or call back in after the?
I'll call back.
Thanks, Craig. Thank you. We'll be right back with Blankita Cullum right after this break.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Have you ever wanted to own a Mercedes-Benz? You can. At a really, really competitive price these days. Just compare. And you know what? There's no vehicle on the road today that compares. How do I know? I'm taking the time to drive them from Valley Imports. Whether it's the C-Class or the E-Class or this GLK class, the sedans, the wagons, the GL and the ML are great SUV models. Do me a favor. Call my friends at Valley Imports or go to their website, valleyimports.com. Here's what you'll get. 24/7 best price. If you mention my name, 2 years of free maintenance. No kidding. They even have the roadside service 24/7, no matter where you are, all throughout North Dakota and a good chunk of Western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, too. And you know what? If you don't find what you're looking for on the website, particular class you want, they'll get it for you. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431. 888-928-7431. Tell them Scott sent you.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, 855-200-1776, extension 2. Gets you live on air into the conversation. good gravy. Randy, I'm going to ask you to hold on the line until after this segment, or just call back in, especially if we're going to be discussing the driving, is whether or not it's a right or a privilege, that sort of thing. In this first hour, I kind of want to focus on MLK, Martin Luther King Day. It's today. And we're having a discussion on whether or not race relations are better or worse now. Have we realized Dr. King's dream, or have we woke? If Dr. King could be revived, would he wake up in a nightmare? I guess that's my question. So, Randy, either hang on the line till after this segment, or just call back in, and we can have that discussion, the driving issue. I need a little common sense from the folks. I need some help on the whole driving thing. But right now, Blankita Cullum is going to issue us a little common sense from Texas, I understand.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm here in San Antonio again. And boy, the lay of the land politically is interesting. It really is. But, you know, I love Martin Luther King Day. And back in 1983, I worked with a group because, you know, I worked for Inner City Broadcasting, which was owned by Percy Sutton, the man who was the owner of the Apollo Theater, and a lady by the name of Aaronetta Pierce. And we actually started the first Martin Luther King Day celebration and parade here in here in San Antonio, Texas. And at that time, this is how crazy it is, I was a commissioner on the Transit Authority. So I suggested to them, why don't we bring in Rosa Parks and have her ride in the front of the bus that was the same year as the one that she refused to give up her seat on. And we did. And it was really amazing. It was a beautiful thing. The march was led by Carl Lewis, the great Olympian. And Miss Parks was such a beautiful, sweet lady. And I said to her, where did you get the courage? And she basically said, you know, I was just tired that day. I'd worked all day. I just didn't want to get up.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and courage comes in strange ways. But San Antonio is an interesting city because at that point, especially, the population was probably 60% Hispanic, maybe, 8% African-American, and the rest Anglo and other racial mix. But the community came together, and really this has been kind of a stellar community for, I guess, an example for good relations between races. It has increased in numbers with African-Americans since Katrina, and people that come to San Antonio just want to stay here because it's such a nice place. But anyway, so I have a little tie to that Martin Luther King Day in a special way.
Good deal. And I remember we kind of touched on that last week, and I thought it was fascinating that Blankita Cullum helped start the first Martin Luther King Day celebration rally down there in Texas. I thought that was pretty awesome. I do have a question or two for you, though.
Sure.
I want to ask you, what is your biggest takeaway from Martin Luther King's legacy? Not any one particular speech or not any one particular point, but your overall takeaway from his message.
Well, I remember, and you correct me if I've got the words exactly right, but he said he had a dream that little children, black and white, would be play together, that they would, you know, that they would be together. In other words, there wasn't going to be anything where I'm better than you, you're better than me, I'm angry at you, you're angry at me, that they would work together, grow up in kind of a friendly, warm, you know, accord. And the ironic thing about all this, when you talk about if you woke up in this kind of this time period, you know, there are some things that are terribly bad, like the thing with Farrakhan and Sharpton and the whole thing with Ferguson and the Academy Awards. But then if you look to the good things, this is a much more multicultural community by choice. You have more intermarriage. You have more, you know, places where there is no segregation. You have people that are working together that have, you know, have friends of all genders, you know, all races, all kind of sexual preferences, and they may not always agree with some of those things, but they work together. Now, you have a lot of pockets where hate is generated. I feel like right now, I look at Sharpton, and I feel like he's a guy that would like to see the Cold War come back because he'd like to be able to have a power base. Instead of trying to be a guy who'd work for peace and solidarity in this country at a time when we need it, he's a guy that would rather have hatred so that he can feather his own nest. And I think he's a shameful disgrace of a human being. And Dr. King would be appalled.
I think so, too. And I'm not going to color our conversation with my thoughts. I'm going to ask you another question. What do you think Dr. King's strength was, you know, especially as he delivered his message and the fact that his message was so palatable to people, especially to the citizenry? What do you attribute that to?
Because he had, one, he, you know, the blessings of a birthmark. He had a wonderful spirit. He had great, he was an articulate man who could speak with great inflection and could, didn't come across as a hater. He came across as a uniter. He didn't come across as a finger pointer. He was like a Gandhi in that he wanted to unite people through love and through peaceful protest as opposed to violence and threats. And I think that speaks volumes. That's why when you look back at the memory of Martin Luther King, the majority of people are going to look at him with respect. Whereas if you look back at the memory of an Al Sharpton, you will look back as an abusive user who was a posturer and a poser. And Dr. King is, and his memory does not, I mean, how many cities have streets named after him? How many cities have, you know, one of the neat things that we did here, and I think I mentioned this to you, the next year, what I did is I got Henry Cisneros, who was the mayor of San Antonio, and we had a Martin Luther King performer who did the I Have a Dream speech to one community, and Cisneros did it to the Hispanic community. It was phenomenal, and people from all races, all political persuasions were very moved. You know, at this time, you can agree with people that you don't necessarily support politically by basics. Like, for example, you know, you had Democrats and Republicans that were moved by that speech of Dr. King. And because the bottom line is, its message is founded in a peaceful resolution to serious problems in our community. And if anybody can't get that, then they're problematic.
Good deal, good deal. I think his my biggest strength was the fact that he used our founding documents, our founding principles, to make America kind of look at itself and say, hey, are we living up to this or not?
Yep.
You know?
Great.
There you go. Thanks, Blanquita. Look forward to this conversation tomorrow right here on the Common Sense Club. We'll be right back with your phone calls right after this message.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are back. We are back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. And the question that I have for this latter part of the Common Sense Club, the second half, and I posed this on my social media also, already getting tons of feedback on it. I want to know whether or not driving is a right or a privilege. In the when I started the show this morning, I asked that question. I posed that question because, especially as it pertains to the DUI laws and the recent Supreme Court decision that, you know, a police officer asks you to submit to a field sobriety test or a breathalyzer or that sort of thing. If you refuse under North Dakota law, that is a crime. I mean, it is, and from what I can understand, you basically are charged for crime for refusing to submit, refusing to give up your Fourth Amendment right against illegal searches and seizures. That, I mean, and that's just my opinion on it. That's neither here nor there. We don't even have to discuss that. But the point I do want to discuss is this. Every time we've had this conversation, every single conservative, Republican, libertarian that I've been in this conversation with has started off with the premise that driving is a privilege. And it always kind of had me scratching my head, and I just want a little direction on it. So somebody help me out. Randy in Fargo, maybe you have the answer that I'm looking for. How do you feel about that? A right or privilege driving?
You know what, Leon? You want me to really whip it up for you here?
Whip it up, man.
Okay. All right. Okay. Driving is a privilege, and I'll tell you why. All right, and believe me, I have done this in court, and I won because I didn't have a driver's license, and they didn't even want to talk about it. Dismissed. Didn't even want to talk about it. I know what I'm talking about here. We're talking some esoteric. We're talking esoteric stuff here, Leon. Okay.
Yes.
You have all kinds of rights until you contract to take a privilege. Okay. Now
I get where you're going with this. I've had this discussion before.
Okay. All right. Okay. There's a difference between traveling and driving. Driving is a commercial activity. Okay. You can look it up in Black's Law Dictionary. Remember all this?
Oh God.
Okay. Follow me now. Remember all this hubbub about everybody was so irritated that corporations could now. Were actually persons that could make campaign contributions? Well, here's the news. A long, long time ago, persons became corporations. Look up persons in Black's Law Dictionary. The first hyphen, or the first word behind the hyphen, is a corporation. Okay? Now,
okay.
Before you got your driver's license, you had to sign for a driver's license application. Okay? And then you had to sign for your driver's license. You just signed away your rights. People wonder how we're losing our rights so fast.
And that's
we contract to do it.
That is the exact point. But and that's the point that I wanted to make right there. The fact that you are basically and you're right. You're 100% right. When you sign that piece of paper, you are entering to a contract. But what I would say is this. It's a mandatory contract you have to sign in order to get that driver's license or whatever, and it's mandated by the force of government. You're not told, as a matter of fact, that, you know, your right to travel, your right of locomotion, your right to transport yourself and your property, you know, anywhere in the United States, that's a right. I mean, that's in the, you know, the right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, that whole thing. That's a right. What you have done, though, when you signed for that driver's license is you signed away that right. And I believe that it is done with the force of government behind that message. Propaganda, folks believing that you don't have a right to do that. I believe that driving is a right. And I'm going to just say that right off the bat.
I believe that driving is a right. But Leon, okay, see, listen. Traveling is a right. Driving is commercial activity. You're missing my whole point here. Okay?
Commercial activity, I get it. Yeah. I mean, I understand the point that you're making.
Leon, have you been to Moorhead lately?
I have.
You crossed the bridge over to Minnesota? Interstate commerce, Leon. You just drove, okay? Leon, what do you call a taxi driver?
A driver. Am I a commodity, Randy? Am I a commodity? Am I a property?
Yes, you are. Leon, we all are. Let me throw another one at you, okay? This is so simple. And I did this, all right?
All right.
You're standing in the courtroom, and a judge sees Leon standing there all alone. He says, are you representing yourself? I don't see an attorney next to you. What are you going to say?
Man.
What are you going to say? You know what? Nobody knows the right answer. Everybody says, yes, because they don't understand where they're at. They say, yes, I guess I am representing myself. Guess what? You're pro se. Okay?
Yeah.
There's another term called impropria persona, which is your proper person. Guess what? You tell the judge, no, sir, I am myself. Guess what? He can't even talk to you no more. Okay? And you know what? This is real esoteric stuff, and that's real dangerous stuff, because they don't want you to understand anything about freedom anymore. They want you only to understand contract. Okay? And I've gotten in a lot of trouble for knowing the truth. I really have. But I'm just trying to fly under the radar now. But that's what's going on, bro. You know what? We don't understand that we are living in a fiction. This is Alice in Wonderland stuff, and we're living two different identities. And when you are operating in the legal identity that they want you to be in, then you don't understand your lawful natural man. Signature is the sign of your nature. They never post your name in your proper signature. It's always uppercase, and you always sign away for it. And you always represent yourself. That's all I got, my friend. You have a super day. I hope that clarified something for you.
Thanks, Randy. Man, that guy makes a ton of good points there. And I think some of it was done tongue-in-cheek. But and to the folks that are commenting on my social media, I really wish you'd call in. I mean, because – and it is overwhelmingly – I'm going to just say this right off the bat. It's overwhelmingly that driving is a privilege on my social media. I am not in that camp. I happen to believe that we have the right to travel without approval or restriction, and that's a right that's protected under the United States Constitution. So I don't agree with my friend, I'll just call him S.J., that it's not a right, and there's nothing in our laws, in the federal constitution, the Bill of Rights, or our state constitution, or laws that says driving is a right. I don't believe that. I don't. I believe that the right of locomotion and the right to remove from one place to another, according to my inclination, is an attribute of personal liberty. I think that the right of transit is a personal liberty. I don't believe the state has a right. I'll digress to a point where at one point in your life, if it's 18 years old, if it's 15 years old, if it's 20 years old, you prove that you are capable of driving a motor vehicle. That should be the end of it. I mean, obviously, if you get in there and you smash up a bunch of stuff, there should be, you shouldn't be able to drive a half-ton, quarter-ton vehicle that's basically a missile, an accident waiting to happen, that sort of thing. But if you demonstrate that you can operate a motor vehicle and you're safe about it, just like with your gun, just like Second Amendment, then your freedom should never be impeded after that. You shouldn't have to keep renewing it. You shouldn't have to sign away your individual right to transport yourself or your kids or your property. I don't believe that driving is a privilege. I believe it is a right. And I'll even go one better, and this is going to incense people, probably right here in the studios. I believe that if we are all saying, especially my libertarian friends, that marriage is a right, then how can you not say that driving is a right? I mean, if you have to, like, I'd hate to think of me walking or a horse and buggy to get to my job or my wife to get to her job or to, that absolutely impacts our pursuit of happiness. I think we have to get beyond the emotional response that, you got you got an item that's worth $1,000, over $1,000, and it's over 1,000 pounds, and you're driving around on the highway, and it can cause considerable damage. So that's not a cogent argument. I mean, that is not an argument, especially when you're thinking about, you're thinking about the right or privilege to drive and how it impacts your pursuit of happiness, your individual rights, and especially when we're talking about, in my opinion, unconstitutional DUI laws that are, in my opinion, emotion-driven, emotion-based laws, and especially all of the rights that are curtailed in lieu of those laws. I think the first step, the first plank, the first brick in that wall is whether or not driving is a right or a privilege. Somebody come on, give me some pointers. Tell me how it's a privilege and not a right. That's what I want to know. 855-200-1776, extension 2. And I'll even submit this. The only way that driving is a privilege is if you give up your right to travel. If you give up your individual rights, then absolutely, then it's a privilege. But if you don't give up that right, if you are still an individual first, then I think that driving is a right, period. 855-200-1776. Extension 2, get you live on air into the conversation. I want to know how you feel about that. Driving, right or privilege, when we get back.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at MiracleChair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. the feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relax to Zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at miraclechair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Oh, man, I guess I opened up a can of worms on this whole driving right or privilege. And I'm just going to say, I think that government requiring people to file for driver's license, you know, every 4 years or whatever the case may be, or registering your vehicle, mandatory insurance, demanding that you stop for inspections, DUI, roadblocks, that sort of thing. I think that that is restricting, and I think that it violates our common law right to travel. That's what I believe, and I also I believe it is an individual right, not a privilege, to drive. And I am in the minority thinking on that, and I haven't seen a cogent argument to sway me to the other side. I haven't seen it, even with the tons of feedback that I'm getting on Facebook. So maybe Carol on the road can sway my wayward thinking. driving, a right or a privilege, Carol?
I think it's a right.
Good deal.
And let me tell you what. I totally agree with you. I think that, you know, there are a lot of people who are looking at the legal pieces and say, yeah, once you sign things away, it becomes a privilege. But we're talking about a mandate. And when you get a mandate handed down to you, I think you have a right to operate under the mandate. That's my feeling.
Okay. And when you say mandate, you mean the driver's licensing and registration and things like that?
Exactly. I mean, they're mandating it. We don't have a right to operate without it. So therefore, it's mandated. When something's mandated, I think it takes that whole argument of privilege away, because we're not signing away our rights voluntarily. We're being mandated to do this. And so I think once we're mandated, I think then it reinforces our rights again. That's the way I look at it.
And see, I think that the states have been enforcing unconstitutional laws for so long, and we've so lost that whole individual right thing that, you know, I sit and I think that for them to put restrictions on things like, you know, driving and especially DUI checkpoints and things like that, it just takes away your individual rights, but we're so used to it. We're so used to the state kind of leading our lives, telling us what's a right or what's not. And something else that really cheeses my grits is the fact that we allow the Supreme Court to dictate whether or not we have rights or not. I mean, the only argument that I would ever agree with the other, with you know, the whole marriage right debate is the fact that the Supreme Court doesn't give you any rights at all. You either have rights or you don't. Back to the question at hand, I believe that driving is a right. It's an individual right. It is not a privilege. And just because we have compounded on the unconstitutional laws in states and federal government doesn't make it any less a right, in my opinion. And the fact that we sign away, you know, that right unknowingly, and it's mandated, you're completely right on that. I think that education would be the best disinfectant for that, to get people to wake up. You'd be surprised at the people
that... I totally agree. Yeah. No, I totally agree. I think part of our problem is we have way too many people that easily sit back and say, well, as long as I'm being taken care of and everything's fine, I'm not going to stir the pot. I'm not going to change anything. But unfortunately, it's not going to be too long here, and people are going to realize that they have to take action, because more and more of our rights being eroded, and we're not going to have any choices soon. We're going to have to do something.
Think about this, Carol. If you are pulled over right now, if there's a DUI checkpoint and you can't get away from it, and the police officer says, you know, I want you to blow into this thing, and you tell him no, do you know that you're basically charged with a DUI?
Yes, I've heard that, because if you refuse, then they can hold you because they don't have proof one way or another, which I think is totally ridiculous, because if we know that we haven't been drinking and we haven't been taking drugs and we feel that this is impinging on our individual freedom and rights, and so we stand up for ourselves, then by making a point, we are suffering the penalties.
And think about that. Your Fourth Amendment rights are being usurped. Your Fifth Amendment rights are being usurped. Right to against self-incrimination has been taken away from you. Think about that. Yep. Not to mention it just blows my mind. But since the men in black, the Supreme Court, deems it okay, then we all just kind of sit back and go, okay, well, you know, there you go. It blows my mind, especially.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. I think part of what we need to do, those of us, I mean, I have been, I'm a doctorate level psychologist, so I've been educated over and over again in the liberal colleges and been sitting back having multiple debates with people saying, wait a minute, you know, think about what you're saying here. And, I mean, I was one who, I'm not a smoker, but when they were trying to totally ban smoking across the entire campus, I said, hey, you know, there's got to be certain rights for people who don't fit in with your paradigm, and so something needs to be afforded. And so we fought to have an area that was set aside that was kind of the smoker's room, even though I'm not a smoker, because I believe that we have to have individual rights or we lose all freedom, and I'm worried about where we are. So I do believe that education is the key.
I am too, Carol. Thank you for the feedback. Thanks for the input. Leave you with this. Where rights are secured by the Constitution or involved, there can be no rule making or legislation which would abrogate them. That's Miranda versus Arizona. Stay tuned for what's on your mind.
Hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.